People often ask, why don't y'all do TV? I hate TV. You know, 4 hours of radio, you turn on the microphone, you talk into it, and you're done. You know how long it would take to do 4 hours of TV? That would take all week to put together 4 hours of TV. Well, who has that kind of time? Well,
and the research keeps us busy. I can't imagine having to research and film.
Yeah. And lighting.
You
and
need a lot more people than we have, I guess.
Oh my gosh, and they're so picky, and you gotta have your hair perfect. I don't have to have my hair perfect for radio. But when you turn it on, thanks to modern technology, it's not over anymore. You used to just turn on the radio, you listen to it, and it's done. And that you heard it or you didn't. Well, now with our recording devices and digital technology, it can help guys like Patrick, who was one of many that wrote in and said, I just caught part of your program where you were talking to a caller that mentioned some kind of insurance thing that helped them save money on a home warranty insurance. How do I find out about that? Patrick, he sent this digitally on our website, so you've already been there. You know the URL. Click on the icon on the front of the menu bar that says podcast, and there is a three-year archive. Actually, it might even be a little bit more. We usually keep it at three. We're at four right now. We figure after that amount of time, it's probably. We will keep those if you ever want to go back for, I don't know what historical sake, but we have digital files at the office, but just to keep size of the website and speed working faster, we keep 3 years. Just go back to our insurance broadcast we had with, I almost said Jansen Stewart, but it's not. That was the name of the company when his dad had it. But Clayton Jansen now is the owner, and he's changed it to Focus Insurance,
Focus
Focus Insurance, and
it's full service insurance company.
Yeah, they've got something that negates the need for a lot of these home warranty services that that people try and sell you and charge you. And he's like, I actually missed that program as well, so I need to go back and listen for my own reference. But a lot of what's in your homeowner's insurance negates the needs for these home warranties that they try and lock in.
It goes back to the point you made about, we were talking about with Mike archives very nicely. So you can look through and say, oh, it was a call about that. And then you scroll through to that hour and, you know, but so many times
use
you get
your keywords, use your, do you know how to use the find feature of a web browser? You just hit Control F, or if you're a Mac user, Apple F, and then a little search bar shows up and you type in your words, and any word that's on that page, it'll highlight it so you can quick jump to it.
Yeah.
The programs are 4 hours long. Each hour is four segments. So you have four hours broken down into four segments. So you got 16 segments per broadcast to choose from. Use that if you heard it on the radio program. And we're happy, you know, like
we do get phone calls at the office, and we'll all rack our brains. Do y'all remember this little piece of that, and how long ago was it? So you have to find some kind of hook. What week would that have been? And then who would have been talking? Which hour? What was the topic? So sometimes it's quite a bit of research to get to one person's little piece of something they remembered and wanted the rest of.
And we're fine answering the emails one at a time. We're fine helping you one
absolutely
at a time in the office.
Absolutely.
But if you need a real-time answer, because we do talk to so many people and go through so many emails, it may take a day or two before we can get back to you, a business day or two. Weekends don't count. So if you need an instant answer, no. If you've heard it on the program, if you've seen it in one of our articles, whether it's the Arizona Republic, the Tucson Daily Star, the Casa Grande Connection, the Green Valley News, you can get all that information on our website in real time. What's not currently there and what we're looking for is the number one missing contractor we've had from our network is a gutter company. We need a gutter specialist. If you do gutters, or if you're looking, well, I can't say if you're looking to start a business, because for an established trade like gutters, the requirement to join the network is minimum 5 years in business to qualify for the pre-screening process at Rosie on the House. So if you're a gutter company looking to join the network, now is the opportune time. James writes in and wants to know about what to do what to look for in a window awning contractor. That's a...
What to look for?
Yeah.
Well, I think it'd be the same as any other contractor, you know. Make sure that they're good standing with ROC, they're registered, licensed, bonded, insured, have a good reputation. You know, talk to some of their past clients, search the web.
Those are all great aspects. And one thing you always want to look for is when you're talking to them, are they constantly trying to upsell you, or are they giving you pricing options on different ways to go and offering different solutions? If you're talking to somebody and they are just very one-tracked or very one-way focused, they might be trying to clear out old inventory that's been sitting in the back room for a long time. They might be trying to push something that's their higher profit margin.
Another point as well is if they're late or don't return a call in the beginning, that probably won't improve. So, you know, if they're not good to you while they're dating, they're not going to be good to you when you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure it starts out on a good note. You know, everybody gets one little goof, but how do they respond to that? How do they
And to
recover?
That note on goof, that goof may be you. I can't tell you how many times I'm listening to a voicemail and I have to bring someone else in. Okay, do you hear this phone number the same way I do?
Yeah.
What other possible number could they be leaving or letter could they be saying? And it's not...
Yeah, one period,
you
one little grace.
Articulate yourself. You know, the goof may have been on you.
Seriously?
So give them a second chance. If you've got a return phone call, call them back, leave your information, and then if you don't hear back, move on.
Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.